Welcome to the Unbreakable Mindset Podcast, your burst of weekly inspiration to keep your mindset on track to manifest your greatest desires. I am Jude Dawn, your host, a world-renowned mindset coach, helping my clients and now you, the listener, to break free of the mental struggle, find contentment, meaning, and purpose in your life. Oh, welcome back, episode 53, and thank you so much for joining me once again. So I left you last week with me giggling to myself about a purchase I made on Vinted. Now, as I'd said, I had been getting into Vinted. Oh, damn it, I promised you. I said in the last episode that I was going to start trying to get rid of stuff out of my wardrobe, and I have totally forgot that that needs to go back on my list. Okay, so going back to that, Vinted. I have, as I say, just recently found Vinted in terms of selling stuff that I don't need. And I haven't used it to buy anything yet. My husband has, he bought a pair of running trainers. All fine, all good, no issues. He was buzzing with them. But in terms of me buying anything, I haven't. Now, when I record the podcast, when it's just me and you the listener, I just need my microphone. I don't necessarily need my headphones. When I am recording with a guest, we both need headphones each, so that we don't record our own voice on the other side. It's way simpler than I'm making it sound. We just need headphones when I'm recording. And what I was finding was, when I was booked in a podcast with a guest, I was getting to work and one of two things were either happening. Either one, my AirPods that I've got, my Apple ones, were dying, and the battery on them is really naff, like they barely last an hour. And sometimes if I'm kind of like joining with the guest, we can be talking well before the podcast even hits record, so they're not ideal. And then I do have little ones, you know, that you get when you get your new phone. Actually, I don't even know if they give you them now. When you get a new Apple phone, you get the white standard headphones that you plug in, which would be ideal if they actually plugged into any of the devices that I've got when I'm recording the podcast. They don't plug into the microphone and they don't plug into the back of the Mac either. So not ideal. Then the other thing can happen is that I can actually forget the headphones and leave my AirPods at home. And you do 100% need a set of headphones to be able to record the podcast. So I thought to myself, do you know what? Girl's doing well for herself. Why don't I treat myself to a pair of the Beats headphones? And because my daughter has a set, like, you know, I kind of knew that actually they were more of a fad than anything else. So I thought to myself, do you know what? Maybe I could buy a pair off Vinted. And I say a fad only because she got them and then she very rarely uses them because they're kind of too big to like put in a bag and stuff like that. It's much easier to carry a set of AirPods than it is the Beats. And yes, I thought, you know what? Maybe I'll get some secondhand off Vinted because I didn't want to pay £350, which is what Apple was selling them for. There is definitely a point to this story, so stay tuned. I had a look on Vinted. There was some secondhand, and the ones that were secondhand were going quite quick. And I quite like the idea of haggling, only because people have haggled with me on Vinted. So I was haggling, and then like 2 minutes later, they were like, no, they're sold anyway. Like, damn it. And I saw a few brand new, boxed. I'm an idiot, I know. I know what you're thinking. I saw for you, like at least four, right, of these, the brand new Beats Studio 3, like black with the lovely like kind of gold hardware on them, really nice. And yeah, as I say, there was at least four people selling these boxed, brand new, never been touched, around about £120. And I thought, oh, there must have been like some, because they said like I'm a student, purchased them with my student discount at Apple, never been used, right? This should have sounded alarm bells, but it didn't. I just thought, oh, it's a bargain. So I decided to purchase them. So bought them for £108. I have Dora had a friend over and I was bragging to them going, yeah, I'm getting a pair of Beats. But once I'd made the purchase and the guy confirmed he was sending them out, like, even then it was raising alarm bells because he was like, please note, I will package these beautifully for you and send them out as soon as possible. Have a nice life. Right. So when I was telling my daughter and her friend, like, I'm getting some Beats, but the guy doesn't sound genuine, I'm probably going to end up with, like, a dead rat or a toy mouse or something. Anyway, there were about, I could see, because there was tracking information. That's a good thing about Vinted, is that you can track them. There's tracking information and I could see that I was going to get them quite soon. So I'd message, I get everything delivered to my husband's office. And I'd message him and say, right, they're coming today. As soon as they arrive, can you just send us a picture? I just want to know that I've definitely bought the right things. Anyway, he sent us a picture, no word of a lie, of this toy, like tiny little blue, looked like a little soft toy mouse. I texted him back saying, you're a dick. Like, actually, what was in the parcel? Because I thought he was joking with us. And he said, no, I'm being serious. That's what was in the parcel. So anyway, he sent us all the pictures over of all the packaging. And I messaged the guy straight away, because you have to, like, this is the thing with Vinted, if you've never bought from it, if there's something wrong with what you buy, you've got to report it within 48 hours. So I quickly, like, messaged him saying, I want a refund straight away. What you've sent us, it is unacceptable. I think it was something along those lines. And I also messaged Vinted straight away as well. Anyway, I was telling various people who were having a bit of a giggle about it. The fact that, oh no, actually I was sharing it with my all the guys in the Month to Manifest group as well. Because obviously I had said it's going to be like some little toy or a dead mouse or something like that. And it exactly was a tiny little toy mouse. So clearly manifested that. So anyway, so I have been like just visualising me getting this refund, this £113 in the end with the postage and packaging. And Vinted were very slow to respond, even though every time they responded, they were like, please reply to this in 24 hours or the money will go to the seller. So it felt very stressful. But as luck would have it, I ended up getting some in like an offer they had on in Currys, like the exact pair that I wanted, reduced from 349 to 190, I think they were. So if you want a pair of Beats, definitely go to Currys at the minute. And Apple are still selling them for 350. Anyway, irrelevant. So I did end up with a really nice set of headphones and, yeah, just waiting on the refund. In the meantime, I've had an email from Mango telling me that they are refunding me for two items that I ordered. Now, this order was something I ordered before, not this holiday, so not this August, the August before that. And I returned them. I'm pretty sure, do you know what? I need to have a look through, don't I? I'm pretty sure I've already had the refund for this because frankly, it was 18 months ago that I returned these items and I'm normally pretty good at keeping an eye on checking on stuff. So really random that they've sent me this email from nowhere, not apologising that it's 18 months later or anything. They've just sent me an email saying, thank you for the return. We're refunding these items. Okay. Anyway, separate to this, I have been wanting a certain dress from Rixo. There was a dress that I saw back in September, William and Kate wore on the day that the prince and princesses, no, prince... on the day that the kids went back to school, she wore this and she was photographed quite heavily in it. It's beautiful. It's like a copper kind of like spotty dress, really nice. And I've been waiting for it to come back in stock for ages, like total treat because it's really, like, it was an expensive dress. It was about £250. So came back into stock, I was like, and it was an off chance because I've been waiting for them to email me to say that it's back in stock. And I just happened to be sitting, kind of thinking, oh, do you know what? I'll have a look, see what they've got, because I'm going to be doing a photo shoot soon. So I thought I'll have a little look and see what dresses they've got. And it was back in stock. I was like, oh my God, I have to have this dress. So I ordered it. And again, because it gets delivered at my husband's office, I messaged him saying, there's a dress coming today. There's a parcel coming today. Text us when you've got it. And this was the same day. This was Monday gone. This was the same day that Vinted said they were going to refund me for, that's like well over a week later. It took a week for them to get that sorted and refund me for those headphones. So the parcel arrives from Rixo and it is empty. There's nothing in it. It has been like almost like it wasn't ripped open. It's like somebody's like heated the seal up. Like they obviously knew how to open this. They've heated the seal up around the edge of this like parcel, and the dress was gone. So I rang the company, messaged, went back and forward, and they said, we'll deal with it. We'll look into this for you. Now, I've had this happen before where some really expensive dresses just went completely missing and it took about 2 months, I think, for them to refund me. Now, Rixo, hats off to them, not only said they would look into it, but sent me out a dress, and I haven't paid for this dress either. Like, this is to replace the one that went missing. They sent it out and it came the next day. It came today. And they made sure that it was in packaging where you couldn't tell who the sender was and things like that, and also in a plastic parcel as well, so they couldn't, if it had been ripped open, you would have been able to tell when it had arrived. So happy about that, and the exact dress, because I thought, oh my God, it's going to be sold out now as well, I'll not be able to get it again. So there's a few things to look at from this point, right? Either I am really unlucky with parcels, or I'm really lucky because I got the refund back from Vinted, all sorted, you know, within a week. I can complain about the fact that it was a week, but it was still sorted. I got the dress the next day. And again, it's all around mindset, isn't it? It's all around what you choose to believe and what lane you choose to sit in. Like, I could sit in that lane of going, oh my God, like, why does this have to happen to me? Or I could sit in the lane of, right, well, one, I had a refund from Vinted, so that's good, all sorted. Two, Mango randomly, like, I definitely must have been over manifesting on refunds, because I got a refund 18 months later from something I'm pretty darn sure I've already had a refund on. And then I get the parcel, no issues, no hassle, the dress posted the next day, and it's here. So I would say that actually I'm incredibly lucky. And as it turns out, we had to move the photo shoot back anyway, just due to, I think, because I was feeling a bit poorly or something. So I wouldn't have had the dress for then anyway. And now I do, ready for when we get the photo shoot done. And it all worked out. And do you know what? As much as, yes, this is all a message around, like, sit in the positive, look at the gratitude, look for things that you can feel thankful about. But also, I am such a firm believer, you get what is meant for you when you need it. And that is something that I really want you to ponder on, because as much as I've been talking about purchases and refunds and parcels going missing, that is the thing that I want you to take away from this episode. I want you to think back over the course of your life and think about when times have been incredibly tough. What good came out of it? What happened in spite of it? What came along that gave you an answer to go, oh, actually, that happened so that this could happen? Or when something bad happened that, I don't know, like, you know, I can't give you a really good example of, like, you know, when my mom passed away, like, there was nothing good came from a mum passing away. Like, I get this, in that example, and you'll probably have examples the same, there's nothing good can happen in that. However, what I choose to take away from that period of time is that I realized that I was surrounded by some incredible people. And not just close family and friends, but also people in the building that I work with, people who are clients, people who are in some of my programs. Like, everyone was just so incredibly kind and thoughtful around that time that I realized how truly blessed I was in that period. If you are struggling right now, and you can feel you're making it worse, because when we're in struggle, we panic that we're in struggle. It's like, oh my God, I'm struggling. Oh my God, I can't cope. But I want you to kind of take away from this is, one, you've probably gone through worse than what you're going through right now. And that the universe will always deliver you what you need it when you need it. Okay. I have a client too. And she listens every week. Another client who's a listener, who when she started with me was struggling that she didn't think she was very good at her job, like real imposter syndrome, very kind of like struggled with confidence in herself and self-worth and lots of negative like internal dialogue and things that she thought about herself and what she could or couldn't bring to the world. And luckily for her, she's in a job right now, although there's an even better ending to this story. While we were working together, where it was kind of a bit chaotic, you know, she could do her best in that job, but there was a lot of other things that were going on that were almost hindering her department, but also, you know, just general kind of like things going on that were out of her control, but everyone was kind of struggling. So what it gave us was some buy-in time, if that makes sense, so that she could just do what she could do. Nobody was complaining if things weren't done or not, because actually, you know, everything was a bit chaotic. No, there wasn't really any set guidelines as to what she should be delivering or shouldn't be delivering. So it gave us a bit of buy-in time to get her confidence back up where it needed to be and get her to see how actually fantastic she is as a person, but also at her job. And once she'd got to a place where she was like, do you know what, Jude? Like, even though work's still exactly the same, my head is in a completely different space. Like, I see things differently. I'm responding to things differently. Like, even people have noticed in me, like, how happy I am. And we got her to the place that is always my goal for every client. It's like that solid 9 out of 10, feeling great, mentally feeling good about yourself. And do you know what? Like, feeling in gratitude, even if things aren't perfect. And her job wasn't perfect. And towards the end of us working together, I think we've still got one or two sessions left, a company who she'd been for an interview with before got back in touch to say, would she sit in an interview again? Or maybe they'd asked her to go and sit for an interview, I think, around the time that we started working together, and she said she wasn't in the best headspace to look for something or something around that. So when they got back in touch, she was ready to go for the interview. And not only did she get the interview, but she got more money than she thought she was going to get. And more than anything with that outcome is, it was the right time. It was the right time. Like, she's in such a better headspace now, and she's going to go into that job not looking at it as if like, oh my God, I can't do this. It's a very different mindset. So she's going to go in there and she's going to absolutely smash it. And again, I'm a firm believer, you get what is meant for you when you need it. And she definitely did. So think about what needs to happen for you to get out of where you are. Think about what you need to do, if you need to do any work on yourself, or whether you just need to correct that bad thought pattern. And just know that the universe has your back. You know, that classic saying that's on that book by Gabby Bernstein, the universe does have your back. You will always be supported. And it's like that lovely footprints. I don't think it's a poem, but it's a poem, the footprints, where when you feel like you're struggling and there was only one set of footprints and it was because actually you were being carried, whether you believe in God or not. I've said this before, I love, love, love that sentiment of when you need it, support is there. You just have to be open to looking for it and to know that no matter what happens, you will get through wherever you are now and you will absolutely come out of this because you have done in the past. I want you to back up what I'm saying with evidence. Look back at your hard times. What came out of it? What happened in spite of it? Or what door opened when another door closed? There will always be something. Always. So have a lovely week. You're about to go into December. So let's just try and manage our energy for that. And I'm going to do a lovely episode on that next week. But for now, have the best week, everyone. Thank you so much for listening to the Unbreakable Mindset podcast with me, your host, Jude Daunt. If you have enjoyed this episode, then please do share with others. And it would mean a huge deal to me if you would rate, review, follow, and subscribe on your podcast app. This will allow the podcast to keep growing and going to new audiences. And if you want to know all the ways in which you can work with me directly, please visit judedaunt.coaching.co.uk. The links will be in the show notes.